Larry Kudlow from Fox Business is a smart, smart dude when it comes to money. But he's also a very acute, or he's a very astute guy when it comes to politics. I mean, he's always been. And that's why when he joined the Trump administration, I was all geeked out about that. But this is Larry Kudlow yesterday on Fox Business saying, don't believe what the Dems doom and gloom stuff that they're trying to spout. Relative to the midterms. It just is not going to happen the way the Dems say it's going to happen. This was Larry Kudlow yesterday.
So much has been written in the past month or so on how the Republican Party is blowing the midterm elections, especially the Senate. Now, one key point here. Never, absolutely never believe what the mainstream media and their liberal pollsters tell you. Never. Second point, the Washington Post, New York Times, MSNBC, etc. crowd is arguing that the Biden Democrats are going to do better because of the brilliant legislation recently passed. Please do not believe this either. Virtually all the polls are showing that the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, with its massive climate giveaways, social spending increases, doubling the IRS, jacking up taxes, is not popular. People understand that more spending equals higher, not lower, inflation. And it's the working folks of the middle class that are going to have to pay the higher taxes in that bill. Plus, Biden's vote-buying student loan cancellation is enormously unpopular. It could cost as much as $1 trillion. And again, it's working folks who are going to pay for the elites, and that's all going to happen very fast. And additionally, the $300 billion semiconductor corporate welfare giveaway to Silicon Valley elites, also unpopular. Now, that said, I do agree that the GOP should have a stronger, more focused future agenda message, especially for the Senate. I agree. In other words, my friend Senator Rick Scott is right, and my friend Mitch McConnell could be doing a lot better. Now, GOP tech guru Peter Thiel is undoubtedly right that Republicans should have a more positive agenda-based message on a broad-based economic growth package that benefits all Americans.
Larry Kudlow, so darn smart. And he's right, and I've been saying it for months now. The president, believe it or not, was the first major Democrat politician to say, tell us what you're for, Republicans. Touche. No, that makes a lot of sense. Tell us what you're for. Kevin McCarthy is going to unveil that commitment to America in the coming weeks, and I think that's going to be important to crystallize what it is that Republicans are for. Yes, Biden sucks. He does. I'm sorry, he does. But that doesn't mean that's not where it stops. And now you got to say, well, okay, then what are you for? Okay, fine. No, I'm saying is it's not enough to just say that Biden sucks. It just isn't. Stay with us. Scott Hammond will join us. State Senator, District 18, all straight ahead right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The State Department says Russia has spent $300 million to covertly influence world politics. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to a newly released State Department cable, Russia has covertly spent more than $300 million to try to influence politicians and other officials in more than two dozen countries. The cable, signed by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, cites a new intelligence assessment of Russia's global efforts to support policies and parties sympathetic to Moscow. The cable does not name specific Russian targets, but says the U.S. is providing classified information to select individual countries. It's the latest effort by the Biden administration to declassify intelligence about Moscow's military and political aims, dating back to ultimately correct assessments that Russia would launch a new war against Ukraine. Norman Hall, Washington.
While gasoline prices are lower, other prices continue to rise, and Wall Street did not like that report. Consumer prices rose 8.3% in August. PNC Bank senior economist Kurt Rankin says while energy prices were down, home prices offset that decline.
Not just the price of houses, but services to maintain a home, utilities, appliances, basically the cost of home ownership, that continues to rise.
That dashed hopes that the Fed might not raise interest rates, and that sent stocks tumbling today with the Dow Industrials down over 1,200 points. Ukrainian troops are piling pressure on retreating Russian forces, pressing a counteroffensive that has produced major gains and a stunning blow to Moscow's military prestige. As the advance continued Tuesday, Ukraine's border guard services said the army took control of Vovchansk, a town just 2 miles from Russia seized on the first day of the war. Again, the Dow down by over 1,200 points. More at townhall.com.
In the know, I'm Mariah Haberman. Builder and home improvement expert Anthony Carino shares how you can keep your HVAC in optimal working order.
Like a car, your HVAC system needs to be tuned up to assure it keeps running as needed. Keep the area surrounding the outside unit clean and debris-free. And be sure to change your air filters regularly, about every 30 to 90 days.
Make sure there are no gaps around windows and doors. Your system will operate much more efficiently as a result.
Be sure to set your thermostat correctly and have your HVAC system serviced regularly by a professional, once in the spring and once in the fall. During routine maintenance and tune-ups, an HVAC technician, like a trained comfort specialist, will inspect and clean your system. They can catch small problems before they become larger, costly ones, and replace or repair any parts before the next season.
Visit train.com/residential to learn more.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Demolition has begun on 2 closed Station Casino properties. Crews began tearing down Fiesta Henderson and Texas Station yesterday. It's not yet known when the demo will begin on the Fiesta Rancho or the recently closed Wild Wild West. Station Casino has recently announced the plans to demolish Fiesta Henderson, Fiesta Rancho, Texas Station, and then sell the land. The 3 properties stayed closed after the COVID-19 mandates closures were lifted. Wild Wild West was closed just last week. Company officials say the property on Tropicana near the 15 will be repositioned for future development. Circa Sports surpassed its $6 million in guaranteed prize money for the Downtown Sportsbook Survivor Football Contest. with over 6,133 $1,000 entries. Well, week one didn't go well. Almost half of the record field was eliminated in NFL week one as four of the six most popular picks lost or tied. Per contest rules, the entries must select a winning team to advance. Ties, which there was one, and losses both result in elimination.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Heavy volumes right now on Interstate 15 southbound. It begins around Sahara and looks like you're averaging about 35 to 40 miles per hour all the way up to Russell Road there on Interstate 15 southbound. So give yourself some extra time. Congestion on the Beltway, too. 215 east at Valley Verde.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Tuesday. It has not been a good day economically for our country. The Dow was off 1276. The inflation rate is up 8.3% in August. It is just not a good day economically, but we're going to turn this thing around, because guess who's joining us now? Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. Boy, I tell you, talk about news of the day. Not good news when it comes to the economy.
No, it's not. Hey, good to be with you again, Kevin. And I wish I could turn it around for you. It's always great talking with you, but you know, we keep looking at all this news. It's not good. And even in Nevada, you're talking about Nevada specifics. We're still looking at growth contracting negative 0.6%. I mean, that's pretty much defines a recession in my mind. 40% of the workforce out there, 40%. This number just always grabs at me. 40% of this workforce that's out there, they're not even looking for work anymore. They just given up. I know that Sisolak likes to talk about the unemployment, the rate is going down. We're almost back. I think right before the great shutdown, right before that happened in March, we were, I think, right around, I'm going to get that number probably wrong in my head, but I want to say we were at 62%, 62.8% of those out there looking for work were working. And we're just about back to that level again. I'm not positive, but I mean, there's just a lot of things. And again, inflation, you mentioned earlier, my goodness, right? That number also just reaches out and grabs your attention as well. I mean, I just cannot believe the inflation rate that we're talking about right now. And of course, gas prices is still a dollar higher here in Nevada than they are in the national average.
Let me just ask you, because this to me is crucial. 40% of the workforce is not even participating in the job market anymore. They have in essence given up. How are they surviving? Do you have a feel for that?
Well, you know, this is a number that it's around 40%. So this is why this number is important, because it is high, but you know, we're talking about 40%. Right before the pandemic hit, we were at, I think, in like February, January, February of 2020. 60 63 to almost 64% of the workforce was out there participating in jobs. Okay, so that meant you had about 36% who weren't out there, and that incorporates students, you know, 18 to 24 who are in college. It talks about people who maybe take out an early retirement, maybe some mothers who were, you know, taking leave and going, you know, not working in the, not, you know, being a part of the workforce for a while. But we're talking about 3 to 5% of the workforce since March of 2020 that basically has said, we're done. We're not going to go back to work. And I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they just took an early retirement. I mean, the baby boomer generation is getting older and they're retiring. And a lot of people think, well, that's a big generation. Well, guess what, folks? The millennial generation, the millennials out there, that's a bigger generation. They have more people in that generation. Even before you start talking about folks who are, you know, either dying off or retiring, that's a big generation. And so they should be, you know, out there working, and they're not. So I don't know if they're going to graduate school. They're just kind of giving up. And, you know, you can see that because we still have work shortages. There's a lot of companies out there who are still looking for people to work. So, you know, they can, you know, and a lot of people are touting what's going on in the economy, but it's not nearly as robust as it was right before the pandemic hit.
I want to ask you about the gas prices, because that's one thing that still troubles me. It cost me more than $50 to fill my my Honda crossover the other day. And it used to be $35. Now it's up over 50. And I guess my question is, why are the prices more than a dollar higher than the national average? I mean, what is there about what we do at the pump? I mean, these convenience stores aren't just making extra profit off it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, and I know. Look, I don't have any, you know, solid answer. I mean, you could go in, you know, you got everybody, every expert out there on Facebook, in social media who are telling you what's going on. But the bottom line here in the state of Nevada, I mean, yeah, we did put some extra tax on the money for projects, but it doesn't add up a whole lot. It really is supply and demand. And for me, it's when you have a whole administration out there telling everybody, we're going to get you off fossil fuels, we're going to get everybody on electric cars pretty soon. You know, you've got this overhead that's out there. You know, they put a lot of money into infrastructure, and they've got to get that money back, you know, from the infrastructure they put out there. So there's a lot of factors that feed into the pricing that goes up. But especially here in Nevada, you know, things have got to change, because we cannot continue to go down this path. There's just no way. And we can't all get electric cars tomorrow. You know, that's the one thing that, you know, I keep hearing, well, as soon as we're all on electric cars, well, I don't know who's going to be plugging in and when they're going to be plugging in. Because as you mentioned last week, and it's still a concern to a lot of people, you know, we're not supposed to be using a high amount of electricity between certain hours of the night, from 5 to 8 o'clock at night. We're asked to kind of, you know, to be careful about our usage. Well, could you imagine if everybody had an electric car that had to be plugged in, what that would look like at night? I mean, we just never would go down. Our usage, our electric usage, wouldn't go down. We're talking about, I mean, there's just no way that the system could take care of that right now.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We are now just a couple of weeks under our belt with the schools back in, the kids and the teachers and the staff all back at work. Have we made our schools safer? I know that we had safeguards and they did some things over the summer, but can you tell a difference? And are we safer with our kids in school?
Boy, Kevin, why? You give me these hard ones. I'll tell you, I don't have, anecdotally, I'll tell you that I've been able to go to campuses, and there are times when, depending on which school I go to, and talking about public schools, where I just walk in and then start walking around, and I'm like, nobody even asked me a question. So anecdotally, I'll say, I don't know if we're actually, we have a lot of procedures in place. I'm not sure that they're being followed through with any sort of conviction. There are a lot of things we could do to make things a lot safer, a lot of protocols. But we saw this, right? This is what happened in Uvalde, is that you there's certain procedures that you're supposed to administer, to faithfully execute as administrators, as teachers, as faculty, as students, you know, making sure, you know, doors around the perimeter are locked, that they just don't do it. And so I don't know if there's ever going to be 100%, you know, safety. And I don't know if I, I'll say this. I wish we would make sure that we adhere to all the procedure. We can make the campuses safer. And in addition to making the campuses safer and making sure that we keep these protocols in place and then adhere to them, we also have to address what's going on with our students and also with our, you know, our population. There's more to this mental crisis than people talk about, I think. And that's what's leading to a lot of the problems we're having. I mean, did you see the headline not too long ago? There was those stabbings in Canada. I mean,
yes.
Oh gosh, 6-7 people died. Maybe more. Maybe it was 14. I can't remember now, but stabbings, knife guy, two brothers going around in various places and stabbing people. I mean, there's something going on, and it's not just here. It's all over the place.
That is incredible. And let me just ask you, though, and I keep going back to Superintendent Jara and the Board of Trustees. Are they doing all they can to keep our kids safe, in your view, and again, as a legislator and as a parent?
No, I'm not going to – I hate to call out people in particular, but, you know, is there a lot of things? No, because I know that there are a lot of other programs out there that could do a much better job than what we're doing right now. And, of course, later on they'll say, well, give us the money. There's money out there. I saw an article yesterday when we were talking about the air conditioning, for example. We've been talking about the air conditioners, and we put money into the air conditioning, and we've put money, you know, federal government has given money, and yet all of a sudden we have this huge problem with air conditioning and air conditioning money again. Like, why? Why is it that we cannot maintain the system? Now I'll go back to this public safety. You know, we'll talk about how there's a lot of the other programs out there, and I know I've had colleagues come up to me, and I've had candidates come up to me and say, hey, I'd like to work on school safety. I think that we should be working on it. We should be talking about it a lot more. We should be making our kids a lot more safe than they are right now. And I'd like to see us have those conversations. But, you know, it'll always come back and people will say, well, we need to put more money into it then. I don't think it's necessarily money. It's about priorities. Where do we put our money and the priorities that we put on there? And I think there's a lot of mitigating steps that we can put in for school safety that don't necessarily cost a whole lot of money. So I think we can do more.
More coming up with Scott Hammond, a guy that knows a lot about not just being a state senator, but he knows a lot about education. He has devoted a good deal of his life to that. We're also going to talk about the election coming up 56 days from now. October 22nd is the start of early voting. Mark it down. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, who do you call? The funny lawyer? The angry, aggressive lawyer? The lawyer that your mom's brother's friend's cousin recommends? No, call me instead. I'm the guy the insurance companies don't want you to call. Really, they really don't. I can help you, and I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. Check it out.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B all across our state. Thank you for what you do. Always good to have a friend and a guy that I admire so much, Scott Hammond. He is a state senator in Nevada District 18. He cares desperately about our kids and about our community. He is not running. He is one of the few politicians I know of that's not running for anything right now because he's termed out. Scott, what do you do now? I mean, everybody else is buying TV ads and radio ads and, what do you do when you don't run?
You help out other people, make sure that they get in. And so I go out there, I knock on doors. I go out there and help other candidates to try and get their messages out there. I mean, that's the one thing that we have a hard time as Republicans trying to get our message out there that, you know, it costs money to get messages out there, and we are being outspent all the time. Matter of fact, a good friend of mine who's running in Senate District 8, Joey Paulos, is experiencing that right now. He's got his opponent out there attacking him on, what he's done over his lifetime, not the issues. He's being attacked about where his positions are on certain things. And, they're able to get two, three, four, five pieces of mail out there to people, and Joey doesn't have the money to respond to it, and it's unfortunate. Right now he's getting attacked on his stance, according to his opponent, on where he is on abortion. And so, it's always difficult. So I spend my time trying to help my folks, my friends out, to try and get them into office, people that I think are ready to help out their communities.
56 days to Election Day. October 22nd is the first day of early voting. Do you have a sense, after knocking on a lot of doors and talking with a lot of voters, what it is that voters want from candidates in this midterm?
Yeah, I can tell you there's a couple of things that I keep hearing over and over again. One, they would like to see the strife between the two parties reduced. That they would like to see people talk about what the real issues are. And try to help out everybody. They're tired of seeing bailouts for big companies. They're tired of seeing bailouts for students that now middle class, the working class out there is going to be having to pick up the tab for all those people. The tide is seeing that. That's number one. So the economy